VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House has escalated its investigation of President Donald Trump. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the House Judiciary Committee chairman has subpoenaed all of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president today is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
One man who wants to replace Donald Trump as president, former Vice President Joe Biden, appears to be making the final preparations to join the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
After 8 years as Barack Obama's vice president and nearly four decades as a U.S. senator, Joe Biden is one of the most recognizable names in U.S. politics. His working-class background is seen as an asset, but at 76, his age raises questions, and a half-century in elected office presents other challenges. His 1988 White House bid ended after a plagiarism scandal. He's apologized for the grilling Anita Hill got over sexual harassment allegations against Clarence Thomas during the Supreme Court justices' confirmation hearings. And just last month, he struggled to respond to claims of unwanted touching from a number of women, though none alleged sexual misconduct. Nonetheless, he'll enter the Democratic field as one of the frontrunners. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Christians worldwide are observing